America, cigarette smoking is still the leading preventable cause of death. Nearly 500,000 individuals die from smoking-related illness each year. And from our perspective as basic scientists, it's been a really important problem for us to work on.
And a problem for people who smoke, I understand it's just almost impossible to quit.
The fact is that those who are able to quit probably have already done so, because of the 22% of the population that continues to smoke, many report wanting. So with changes in policy and the three FDA-approved drugs that have been available, we did see smoking rates decrease, but it's plateaued for about 15 years. The compound that we're interested in studying in partnership with Janssen has a mechanism that's different from the available therapeutics, so we think it might help a different pool of smokers quit.
How exactly does this work? Is this a physiological problem? Is this a mental problem? A little of both?
If you consider the reasons why any one individual smokes, it's really as unique as a thumbprint, right? Some people smoke to control appetite. Some people really like that first cigarette of the day. These are what we call Fagerstrom smokers. Others like to smoke after a meal, some to relieve anxiety. And so it's really an amalgam of things, and the more therapeutics that we can have on the market, I think the more likely we are to be able to tailor approaches to the reasons why people smoke.
Tell me about your compound and who specifically it might help.
Our basic studies, science studies, have suggested that there's a molecule in the brain that might be like a stop switch. And so as a person smokes a cigarette, for a period of time they're satisfied. We think that may be due to activation of this stop switch. And so the compound that we're using will selectively activate the stop switch. And in this way, we expect that smokers will be satisfied without having a cigarette.
How long will it take before you know for sure this works and before people can actually benefit from it?
Well, that's the really exciting thing about this program. The National Center for the Advancement of Translational Science introduced discovering new therapeutics for existing molecules. And in this way, a basic scientist like me has access to a drug that Janssen has already vetted in terms of pharmacokinetics and toxicology. So once we do our proof of principle studies, which will take a year, this drug can go into clinical trials and very quickly become available as a therapeutic for smoking cessation.
I like that. Can you work on a pill for diets?
If only.
Darlene Brunzell is associate professor in the VCU Department of Pharmacology and Toxicology, currently working on a compound to help hardcore smokers who want to quit. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.